Senior year. If junior year was the marathon, then senior year would be the sprint. That's what people say, right? I like to think about senior year as a series of hurdles. Moments of calmness interrupted by staggered moments of chaos. Not only do you need to reach the finish line, you also must overcome obstacles along the way. The goal of this podcast is to give you an idea of what senior year might look like before you are already in the midst of it. While everyone's experiences will be wildly different, I've tried to compile information from a wide variety of people, each with their own story to tell about senior year. There should be useful information in here for everyone. When talking about senior year, it's impossible to ignore the elephant in the room. College. One of the many stressful aspects of senior year is the feeling of uncertainty. It's challenging to not know where you will be or what you will be doing after graduation. Something helpful I learned to understand is that every senior is going through that same process, and knowing that there is a mutual struggle can alleviate some of that stress. If you're going through uncertainty, it feels better to share that feeling with your peers.
What was the best part about being a senior in the fall?
It was a mixed bag, but it was kind of fun to like be having like sharing an experience of like all applying to college at the same time with everyone. I thought that was fun that we got to do that together.
While the shared feeling of uncertainty with your peers can help, the amount of work you have during senior year can at times feel soul-crushing. Keeping up with schoolwork, college work, and life at home tests your balancing skills to the extreme.
I think that it gets increasingly more difficult, and this year it was like instead of just schoolwork and internships and stuff like that, you also have the looming college stuff. So then it was hard for me to prioritize college work over schoolwork, because for years I've been like, I need to get all A's. But then this year you're like, well, actually, you need to apply to college first, and then you can figure out if you want to do your homework.
There are a few key things to keep in mind when feeling overwhelmed. First, always try to get ahead of work when you can. Even if a deadline is still a few weeks away, it's always better to start working on something early. You will be so grateful to your past self if you finish something early and not have to worry about it anymore.
What would you say to your junior self if you could give them advice?
Try and get everything done as early as you can. I think the main thing that I did myself a big favor by doing my college essay over the summer, and that really alleviated a lot of stress because I wasn't going to go back and change it. I made myself, even though I wanted to change things, like just submit it, and I think that helped me in the process.
Another strategy against feeling overwhelmed is maintaining a positive attitude. Speaking personally, this strategy may have been the most helpful for me. It's very easy to face a challenge and think that you are not strong enough or smart enough to overcome it. Believing in yourself and believing that the work you are doing will lead to a positive outcome is crucial in overcoming feeling overwhelmed.
Waiting for colleges to send you their decision, it's a lot of anticipation, but my mindset is that, you know, everybody's gonna find their place and everybody's gonna have their situation work out for them in the end.
Finally, it's always okay to ask for help. The people in the SLA community are here for you and want to make you feel better about this process. Being able to ask questions to other students, teachers, or counselors, and speaking up for yourself is important. Applying to colleges can be extremely exhausting, and having a good mindset about filling out your application and writing supplementals is crucial. A lot of times, the questions colleges ask you require you to take a look at yourself and dig deep.
For me, college applications was really stressful because it just felt like they never ended. You had just had to write essay after essay after essay, and sometimes you could reuse stuff, but it was just a lot of like, you know, talking about yourself and trying to make yourself look good, and it's just exhausting.
Personally, I struggled with these questions and always found myself writing basic answers that I thought the schools would want to hear. Over time, I learned that it's far better to be honest and take the time to formulate a genuine answer that reflects who you are. The feeling of anticipation before hearing back from a school you love can be extremely unpleasant. Knowing an important decision is coming soon can be super distracting and stressful. As someone who got rejected from their first choice school, if you take the college process seriously, know that you will have good options no matter what. While bad news can be disappointing, you can't let a university's uninformed opinion of you define who you are. Roll with the punches, and don't let yourself get devastated over bad news. All of the fun happening throughout senior year, especially in the spring, brings on a phenomenon almost every senior will struggle with: senioritis. My basic definition of senioritis is when seniors struggle to find motivation to keep up with schoolwork, knowing that they will soon graduate and their academics don't really matter anymore.
So, how have you been dealing with things like senioritis?
I haven't been dealing with it. It's been dealing with me. It's been manhandling me. I'm not gonna lie to you. Senioritis has clocked me academically. I'm sitting with 24 missing assignments. It's not, guys. And then like, when you sign up for extracurriculars, it just makes you not wanna do anything else. Like, I started baseball. I'm not even that into baseball, but like, it just, no bro. I'd rather be doing that.
It's really hard to be able to do a lot of the work that I'm given just because I have no motivation to do it, because I've been committed to college since like January. I know where I'm going, I know what I'm doing in the future. So just kind of wanting to be done with this work and like move on to like a different part of my life, I think that's something that I really, it's affecting like the amount of work and effort that I put into all of my homework and stuff.
While it may be true that maintaining academic excellence isn't the most important thing to be worrying about during senior spring, it's still important to have strategies to combat senioritis and find motivation to finish the year out strong.
I think I've been managing kind of not really wanting to do all my work by simply not doing it, waiting until the last minute, getting super stressed out, and then making a list of like everything that I have to do, and then just spending my free time like either on the train in the morning or on the weekends, just kind of working as much, like getting through as much of it as I can, just because I know that I need to do it, but like in the moment I don't really have the motivation to do it. So just kind of like catching up on it later.
Then I think about like, I'm gonna have to have my time management in college, so like I gotta grind on my work now, you know, get the preparation.
Enough stress. Let's talk about some of the great parts about senior year.
High volume. High volume.
Lots of people talk about there being a special feeling of camaraderie and friendship during the spring of senior year.
How has your relationship with other seniors been different than it has been in previous years of high school?
I feel like this is, I don't know, for me it was different. This is the year that kind of like all of my relationships with other people have kind of like, you know, blossomed in a way. Because I knew everyone before this year, but I think senior year is the year that I actually started talking to people more and they started talking to me more. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like everyone's more friendly.
My favorite part of senior year is the fact that everyone's becoming really good friends, and it doesn't really matter what friend group you were a part of, but everyone's just becoming a big happy family, and we're, you know, it's a lot of fun, and you are getting along with people that you didn't really talk to before, and there's just a lot of like community building, and everyone's preparing to kind of depart, so they're just really appreciating and living in the moment with everyone.
My favorite part about being a senior is being really comfortable with everyone here already, and like I'm not super nervous to talk to people in the hallways and stuff. Like everybody's at this point where we're like, we're not gonna see each other probably, like more than likely ever again, so we're like taking in the moment and stuff. So the community is really great right now.
After 4 years of high school, the bonds you have with your classmates are super strong. And knowing that the time you have left with your classmates is dwindling triggers many to respond by trying to get the most out of the time you do have. Additionally, senior year presents a lot more freedoms than other years of high school. Freedoms ranging from more classes to choose from and lunch leave make senior year feel a lot more manageable.
I think the freedoms that they give us senior year, it just makes everything about the rest of like the classes and stuff feel trivial. It just feels so nice to have this much freedom.
It's a hard feeling to describe, but walking through the halls feels different as a senior. After 4 years, SLA has become a place where you will feel comfortable, you know how things work, you know the teachers, you know what you can and can't do. You're someone underclassmen might even look up to. Senior year is going to be challenging, but hopefully this podcast has given you some insight into how you can make the year a lot more enjoyable. While it can feel stressful, know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you are capable of overcoming whatever difficulties you encounter. Good luck, and don't forget to work on your capstone before it's too late.